Welcome back to Business Resolutions with your host, Jorge Gonzalez.
Welcome back to Business Resolutions with my guest, Dr. Jose Raul Montes Pagan, an ophthalmologist and oculoplastic surgeon. And we're discussing Botox, which everyone has heard about, and there are all kinds of rumors back and forth. And you're a world authority in this, and you're describing how it became authorized for plastic surgery for wrinkles. Tell us your involvement with Botox and how then brings you to where you are as a world-renowned authority in that particular area.
Well, it all came naturally and probably by coincidence. I was there at the right moment, at the right place. When Botox was approved for cosmetic reasons, I already had an enormous experience with it, using the medication for functional problems. And as well,
were there differences? I mean, some doctors didn't believe in the use of Botox, and you believed it, or everybody believed it, but you just used it more. Was there a difference of opinion the use of Botox for the surgery for the spasms, or that was well known across the board?
Not really. It's just that it was such a specialized condition and indication for it that only those doctors that were highly specialized in that specific areas were dealing with this medication. The rest of the doctors were aware of it, but they were not aware of how this medication will probably work in their fields.
Yeah. So you were dealing with a malfunction to a great extent. That was the perfect medicine for it, and so you became a real specialist. But there must have been specialists all over the world doing it. You know what? Well, you describe to me how then you become a real expert and go above the normal in terms of dealing with Botox.
Well, when I was using Botox then, and I transferred the use for those patients with disorders to the patients that needed the Botox or requested the Botox only for cosmetic reasons, I was so interested in this new indication that without even thinking about what this will eventually do in my practice, I start doing it in
every single person
I know that wanted.
Right.
And I did it in such a very careful way. And when I said careful way, is that I was injecting this medication in patients and I was following the patients very closely. I was so intrigued, so interested. And I did it for years, treating patients, taking pictures, observing the effects. And the company, they knew, they had numbers about, what doctors are using their medications and,
right,
what amount of patients they're treating.
Right.
I wasn't even aware of how many people I was injecting. And then suddenly the company said, we have a meeting in the States for the top injectors of the whole U.S. You were picked as one of them. So we are inviting you to come to the States with the top 100 injectors. And we want you all to exchange their experience,
right,
in these medications and their uses. So I went there and I get to know top doctors in the whole U.S. in different fields. Actually, the doctors at the company believe are the most capable or better fit to do these treatments are,
right,
plastic surgeons, dermatologists, oculoplastic surgeons as myself, and facial plastic surgeons. And basically, Botox, I always look at this medication in a different way as most of my peers and colleagues, even the experts, look at the medication. Many people think this is a wrinkle eraser. And I realized by my close observation in hundreds of patients that I was treating, following closely, taking pictures, documenting every single thing that I was observing, that the biggest and greatest benefits of this medication, when it's well done in a precise way, is that it changed the way people, the message that people convey, the nonverbal message, it changed people's phases from looking sad to probably looking happier, from right. looking tired to looking rested. And that is because with Botox, you have the opportunity to relax the muscles, specific muscles that are responsible to give you or that are responsible to frown, to so make you angry.
I'm laughing because at the end of my programs, I always say, I hope, listeners, you do not have much stress, and if you have stress, you're able. I'm gonna have to add, and have some Botox if you can't get rid.
Exactly.
But you were just more careful, more enthusiastic, more studious, just much more involved with the use of Botox, and much more enthusiastic with what you almost call a mental aspect of it, not basic, not just purely cosmetic, where you can change a person's outlook in terms of their face. So it got into more depth.
I think I look back then, what made me such a good injector, and I think it was probably the way I looked to people. I had always in my mind the concept of natural looking person. You know, the same concept that I abide to when I was doing surgery in my field is to do a procedure in which people cannot notice that you were there. It's the same with injectables, with Botox or fillers. You know, I like to people to look better, but without any signs
right.
that they were, you know, injected or, you know, by any doctor.
And so, Jose Raul, the Botox, I mean, I'm absolutely a non-expert in this thing, but I've always heard that you have to, it's a temporary alleviation, and you have to re-inject periodically. Is that true?
The effect actually lasts, on average, like 4 to 6 months, depending on the patient. It tends to last less in men. And it's not something that, as people think, that you have to do every 4 months, every 5 months, every 6 months. Some people basically get the injections when they have a special event in what they want to look rested or better. And there is no reason, I mean, to believe, as some people have asked me, if you stop using it, if you're going to look worse, no. I mean, this is something that gives you a benefit for that period, and then as you stop using the medication, you go back to where you were. And you know,
when you go back to where you were, if you were a person that frowned a lot, and this proved it, so your frowning is not as visible or and all, and yeah. There aren't situations where the person basically sees himself not frowning anymore, and that kind of rubs off, and even though he's not having Botox, 8 months later he's more relaxed. But that's just what happened. They go back. Usually they go back to the frowning that they had before the Botox.
Well, that's an interesting question, because what I have noticed throughout the years is that if you are, you know, people should understand that we all have the same muscles in the face. The same number of muscles, and they do the same thing, except that we use them in a different way. Some people are frowners. I mean, you can go to the nursery room in a hospital and you will see babies that are already, you know, they are frowners. You see people that are nearsighted, they tend to be frowners because they tend to focus by squinting their
yeah,
eyes.
Yeah, yeah.
So this is a thing about character.
Right.
And what I have done in my past conferences throughout the world, and I did, I spoke last year at the ESOPers meeting in Italy, and I was in charge of giving my experience for the past 15 years in Botox to 800 physicians from Europe. And I said, you know, what I'm going to show to these people? I mean, everybody uses Botox now.
Right.
What
can
I
add?
What can I add to that?
Right.
So I decided to speak about my very own personal experience and why I got such a good results. And in my videos, I used performers. I use stand-up comedians. I use actors and actresses. And what I did is I ask them to do a monologue before injection and after injection, a week apart, and I put side by side on the screens the same person without the treatment and after the treatment, and people were able to decide which side they think look better the person, if they think that any degree of communication was interrupted by the treatment. And I was not surprised by see that my colleagues decided that the injected side, or people, even performance when they were injected the way I do it, they look better and their communication skills were not affected.
Tremendous. Well, let's take a break and we'll be right back. I'm with Dr. Jose Raul Montes Pagan.